Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Wednesday, March 12, 2025. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 4:30 today, we're going to talk to our friends at Encourage. We have got Kim and Linda joining us, and we're going to be joined by our friends from the Wisconsin Prairie Chicken Festival. We've got Casey and Elizabeth joining us from there. Right now, in studio, our friends, family, really, Family Natural Foods, Stephen and Katrina Hintner with us. Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, good.
Good to have you here. Always appreciate the time and appreciate so much of what you guys put into our community and certainly our station here. You guys give me an opportunity to talk sports with our audience all the time. We appreciate you sponsoring Playmakers, co-sponsoring it, and so many other things you guys do in this community. And I know that we've got some things to talk about that I'm excited about, so I'm going to let you go ahead and take over, Katrina, because I'm just going to run over all your outline here.
Great.
To get to certain things.
We'll get to what's happening, because there's always something happening at Family Natural Foods. You know, I mentioned it last time when I was here, but as it's getting warmer, it's the tease of spring. We are getting more and more garden seeds. So not everything's out, but a lot of stuff is out. So definitely worth checking on it. Onions and potatoes, those things won't be coming till sometime in April. But a lot of the other seeds, if you want to start early on those peas and beans and
such. Yeah, we put a lot of effort into getting everything put up earlier than ever. So if you're looking for garden seeds, most of the early stuff is ready to be purchased.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other stuff you really wouldn't want yet anyways.
Don't put your corn in yet.
That's what I was going to ask, because I know we've talked about this quite a bit over the years, that this is that time that you can start planning, mapping out your garden if you want and everything. But there are some things you do want to be wait on.
But you also could buy those things ahead of time and hold it and wait on it. Like, okay, I'm shopping right now anyways. I'm going to get my radishes for early season. But I'll get my onion or I'll get my corn as well at this time, too.
Sure. So, can I ask a question and just keep it between the three of us?
Sure, James.
All right, don't tell anybody I asked this question, because I'm going to sound really, really naive right now. But can seeds go bad?
Yeah, there is a thing of seeds going bad.
Okay.
However, most seeds, so it's something called germination, where the seed will germinate. And I can call the companies if there was like a seed that was still, let's say, from last year or something. And I can call them and they can tell me the exact germination rate of it, because they specifically study those things every year to make sure that this seed is good and that seed is good. So, yes, there is such a thing. But
yes, if you have some seeds left over in your garage or whatever, especially if they're stored well, you can probably plant them and maybe instead of like all 10, well, almost never will all 10 come up. If you plant a row of carrots, you plant 10 seeds, you probably get 8 on a good year. You know, maybe the second year you get 6 or 7. I don't know. You know, and then like each year will be maybe one less or
a little
so.
A bit less, yeah.
It's certainly worthwhile to use the seeds you have. You can always kind of fill them in too. You can do like a second planting, kind of filling in a row after you see them first popping out of the soil. The other thing that you can do is you could do like a little research to see some seeds keep their germination longer than others. That's kind of what Katrina was talking about. Over the years, we kind of learned all this just from looking into it. And the great thing is too, like all of our, you know, shiny little packages of seeds that we get each year, we send those back to the company. So usually in July or something like that, we put them all in a box, whatever we don't sell, and they go back to the seed company, and they probably use them to plant new radishes or whatever and collect the seeds, and then they put them in little packages and send them back to us in March or whenever we get them. So
I ask in part because of Katrina's point about, well, you can get them even if you're not using them right away.
Right.
They're not going to expire overnight or anything like that.
Certainly
so
not.
It feels good to have them there ready to go whenever Mother Nature gives us that hour of summer.
It's
going to be more than an hour,
it's
but
true.
It's just weird. We'll see when that comes. It's good to be prepared. Good to be ready.
Absolutely. To have it, plan that garden right now. Those are all good things.
Speaking of planning, we should maybe just, before we get too far into this, we should tell people what's happening tomorrow.
Well, perfect, because that's what I was going to do next. So I think your timing is great.
Your chemistry. Your guys' chemistry.
Oh, man. We must be siblings or something. So, like Steven said, we have a very important date that we want everybody to be at, and it is tomorrow. So mark your calendar, put it on the schedule.
It's Thursday.
So tomorrow, Thursday. It's going to be at 5:15, and it's presentation by True Grace. Brian Hall of True Grace, he is the CEO. His wife is the owner of the company. And as we know, CEOs do a lot of stuff. And this man is knowledgeable. He's been in the industry for at least 20 years.
Yeah.
He worked with a lot of different other bigger company, well-known, I should say, supplement companies in the industry, and so he's gained a lot of knowledge, and then they just weren't happy with how things were done, and he's like, how can we make it better? So that's where their passion came, and they created True Grace. And so he's going to be talking about his company, but and how they do things different, but like foundational base nutrition and health and stress specifically. And I don't know about
I think
all,
that's going to be a big topic.
But stress, I think that affects most of us.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there might be some of us more than others, and we all adapt to stress differently, but his main focus is going to be adapting to stress and but also having a very baseline nutritional support, because we needed those things. It's not in the food anymore. We need it. We need to get some good supplements. We need good products, good food. So he's going to be talking about things that work,
things that are like, you know, really unique and, and done with quality. It's really cool that he's going to focus on stress. It was actually one of the topics when we did our anniversary event. We kind of do a little survey. We'll have people like for door prizes, you can fill out this little survey, and you know, we always appreciate it when people take an extra minute to answer a couple of questions. And one of the most popular requested topics for us to do in these presentations, like we're doing tomorrow, is stress, stress management. And so when we reached out to Brian and we were talking about different topics, like Katrina said, he's very knowledgeable, so he could talk about a bunch of different things. But we're like, well, let's cover stress management, because our community, our customers are looking for this topic. So I think he'll do a really excellent job on this. He's going to talk a lot about mushrooms, medicinal mushrooms, and they have some of the best quality medicinal mushrooms on the market. I mean, he'll certainly talk about that, but. I love the topic of mushrooms because they're great for so many things. Like stress is a big one, but they're also good for immune health. Still a thing we're talking about right now. I don't know. There's some mushrooms that are great for heart health, for kidney health. There, you know, it depends on the mushroom. There's a lot of specialization, but in general, they're all really good for stress.
The research being done on fungi right now, and it has been going on for over, you know, 30, 40 years and everything, but they've been able to crack certain things in this are just revolutionary. I watched a great special on it, and it's just fascinating to what we're learning right now about the communication between underground, between trees, and so much of this, and how much so many things that we thought, hey, there's a lot of use for mushrooms, there's a lot of things we can do. Oh, there's even more we can do as they just, you know, zoom in a little bit more on this stuff. More and more I feel like society as a whole is getting around to the idea of not only of supplements, but the idea of, oh, this rock that I'm standing on here, it's got everything I need. It's got everything I need. It's almost like it was designed to take care of people like us. It's obviously, you know, common knowledge to some people out there and everything, but to many people that are coming around to this and everything that it took some time on, you couldn't be at a better time for this. And I do want to touch on one really quick thing that I was thinking about before the interview. With you, among the many, many things I've learned talking with you guys and stuff and others at Family Natural Foods, one of the things I've learned the most from is certainly Terry and listening to Terry Talks Nutrition. I used to listen, I still listen quite a bit, but I used to listen every week. And I learned something really quick right away with that, with the supplement industry. It's a, like many other industries, but especially this one, it's a reputation business. And how you do, how your products do, like there's plenty of companies that started that aren't around anymore because they didn't have the greatest of products. When you see a Terry Naturally product, when you see a True Grace product or something like that, these are businesses that have earned their reputation, that have worked with other supplement companies or shared information and are in the game because they're good at this. They're very, they care about their clients.
And I think they're educating and they want to give back. They really, their heart is in the right place. Their heart isn't about the dollar bills. Their heart is in how can we change America and make it a healthier place? How can we really educate people to make these choices for their own health?
We want people to be able to use these supplements, but we also understand, I think, that, you know, not everything's affordable sometimes, but this is where the crux comes in. I know it just seems, I use this as an example because it seems to happen with this one. Everybody talks about fish oil. Well, I'm going to try fish oil. And then you buy like $5 fish oil at a department store or something and you're mad because it doesn't work.
Right.
It's because the product just isn't, you get what your money is worth, yes, really, in that one.
Absolutely.
There are better products that maybe are like $8, mm-hmm, but they're going to actually work. They're, mm-hmm, actually going to be able to. And not only the money part of it, but that name on that label. Mm-hmm. When we're talking Terry Naturally, when we're talking True Grace, mm-hmm, these are labels you can back, you can really trust.
Yeah, absolutely. We really like them. And Brian's going to do great for the presentation. And
He was here last year, and it was one of the best presentations of the year we had.
He's a good talker.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, our mom,
so
like,
genuine,
created a whole new routine with their products and stuck to it, and that means a lot right there. So
Our dad's very routine-based. Our mom is like, they're in many ways like sort of
yin and yang.
Yeah, they have a great balance between the two of them. So it's fun to see that. But you're right. Like, my mom was very compelled by what Brian was talking about, and so she was like, okay, I'm gonna try this. I'm gonna try it. And she's been sticking to it, and like, and it's really made a difference for her too. Mm-hmm. I mean, most importantly, like you're saying. I think like anybody who's available, and to speak to the point of pricing, there will be a really nice sale, mm-hmm, for all the True Grace products. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow night on Thursday.
They always have fun samples to do and things, mm-hmm, like that.
Well, yeah.
Definitely worth checking them out.
Worth checking out, because, you can not only come in and learn about really, important things for stress management, but if you're interested in anything, there'll be a great sale afterwards as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So speaking of samples, because we have a couple samples, but since we're on the topic of True Grace, I was thinking about a sample to give to James today, and so I buy True Grace's probiotic vitamin D for my children. It's in a powder form, and I was bringing it home for them, and I thought, well, James might want to try this.
Yes.
But I want to mention something. This probiotic that is for kids or anybody that maybe doesn't want to have a gummy or they don't swallow very well, it can be for a lot more people than that. Mm-hmm. It's a quite higher strength. It's 10 billion. Most kids' probiotics are 2 billion. We have one other one that's a 5 billion, but most kids' probiotic are very low strength. This one's a higher strength. So don't think that you're like, embrace the inner kid. That's cool.
Yeah.
But it's a powder. So it's you can just like put it back in your mouth and you can mix it with anything if you want, but my kids just take it straight.
I'm going to try
it. It's a powder. Yeah. And so James is going to try that, but it's a really good foundational probiotic that has also vitamin D, which we are chronically low in, and our kids are chronically low in that as well. So this is, keeping James's gut health. He's doing good on his gut health now, and we've got like immune strong with all those things. It's just a good overall probiotic that doesn't have much of a flavor, but it's sweet enough that kids want to enjoy it as well.
Yeah, that great notes. I can't add much to that because that's exactly what I got from it. It had a flavor to it, but nothing overpowering, mm-hmm, nothing bad, and very easy to swallow, very easy to take down, and felt good. Like, I don't know why, but it felt good. I will say, in part, I have my mother's voice in the back of my head. She loves these segments we do because I usually get something good in my system. So I think that's part
of
it.
There you go. Too,
we're keeping them healthier.
But that is such a simple thing, too. Like, all of us have had, most of us have had to have our kids take medicine, mm-hmm, or something like that. And that great gamut that can be sometimes. Here's something that it took me 2 seconds to tip, mm-hmm, that back. And kids love that.
Yeah.
They're faster and they can get back to playing or doing, mm-hmm, whatever they're doing.
It's a lot of fun, actually, to take this one. Yeah.
Thank you, man. I was going to say that, but I wasn't sure how to word it. It's just fun. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, mark your calendars for 5:15 tomorrow, Thursday, mm-hmm, for True Grace presentation. You will not want to miss it. Great stuff, great info, samples, fun things in store.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's True Grace. Now we're on the topic of spring. Because, we talked garden seeds, but, mm-hmm, we know our spring here in Wisconsin, it's back and forth. It's cold, it's hot, it's back and forth. But with that, the plants and the ground is having more, there might be the molds that come out, or there's different
pollens
that are coming back and forth. So this is a really good reminder that everybody can get on their, upping their allergy game before it's like full-blown allergy season. And we know that everybody has allergies at different times of the year, but this is just your public announcement.
Yeah, if you have spring seasonal allergies each, mm-hmm, year, which usually if you have them one year, you probably have them every,
mm-hmm,
year, it's good to get started on, kind of building up your natural resistance early. And we have a lot of really good products. Some of them are on sale this month, and they'll really set you up for, you could just take a small dose before the allergies start, ideally a month before they start. But if you procrastinate and you don't remember this until the allergies are hitting you right in the face, literally, you just take a higher amount of these things for a few days, and everything will get balanced out. It's just more pleasant to start on it early. Mm-hmm. That's why we like to bring that up.
Yeah, so this one that is our brand, Family Natural Foods, the all-season support, and literally you can take it all season for building up your immunity as well as the allergies. But I love this one. It's got things like quercetin, which comes from a lot of onion, like the peel of the onion, and it comes from a lot of the apple, like, skin of it. So a lot of skin of different fruits and vegetables, but it's really good for the inflammation of the sinus cavities and everything, as well as it's got like bromelain, which is a really good, that comes from pineapple extract, but that's really good for inflammation, sinuses, inflammation of joints, so it can do more than that. But then one of my favorites is that nature is just so incredible. This one's got nettle in it. So some people might think, oh, I don't want to take nettle. Like that, what's that going to help me? But nettle is an incredible, incredible herb that is great for. I mean, I could probably name 15 things that it's so good for. But one of the things is it's really good for the antihistamines, and so the allergy season. And so some people will just even start by drinking nettle tea this time of the year. You might be a person that you could say lucky or unlucky, depending on the person, that has nettle growing in their yard, because some people may remember they've grabbed nettle to like pull it out or something, and it can sting you. Mm-hmm. But it actually.
That's why they usually call it stinging nettle.
Right.
But Katrina affectionately just leaves the stinging off of it.
Yes.
But yeah, the cool thing about stinging nettle, so like Katrina said, you know, you grab that plant in your backyard, many people would call it a weed, and it stings you. But what's the magic of it is the plant creates its own antihistamines to resist this kind of toxic thing that it produces,
that it produces,
it needs to protect itself from, and that's where the antihistamines come from. So if you take it in a supplement form or in a tea or a tincture, you get those antihistamines that are naturally made by the plant to protect itself from its own sting,
which is like incredible,
which is pretty cool.
Incredible.
Yeah, it's right there for us. So stinging nettle, really cool plant. Full of minerals too, so you're just
tons
getting
tons of minerals,
lots of good minerals,
good blood builder too. It really helps build up your blood. I mean, people use it for prostate health, to urinary health, to I mean, you name it. It's good for a lot of things, but that's one that I've been dabbling with more because I do have a little patch that grows outside of my door, and I leave it, and I pull it in the early season when it doesn't have the sting, and then we'll make teas, or you can use it like spinach, like sauteing and such. But it's so good for overall everybody's health. But I mean, I've been loving that one.
And unlike a lot of things you'll see on TV or in articles and everything, we don't have to spend five minutes now telling you about the side effects. That we don't, side effects may include no, we don't have
Katrina
to do that with
could
it.
Spend 5 minutes telling you all the benefits.
Yes.
The additional benefits.
Yes.
But yeah, for allergies, it's like one of the number one ones. I was actually visiting a friend of ours who is pregnant right now, and their baby's due in a couple weeks. And she said since she's like been in her teens, so probably 15 plus years she's been taking, I think it was Zyrtec or something like that, an over-the-counter antihistamine, you know, allergy medicine. And she said, I've been taking this for years and years and years, but my doctor said, like, hey, you should probably stop taking this because it inhibits breast milk production, or, you know, all these things, all these things that you consume go through your body and into your breast milk when you're breastfeeding. So you have to be more mindful of this when you're breastfeeding. But, you know, that's also a reminder we should all be mindful of these things.
Yeah.
If it's not good for a baby going through breast milk, well, probably maybe we shouldn't do it either. But nonetheless, anyways, she was kind of like, she's like, what do I do? I've been taking this stuff for like my whole life. And she researched nettle as well. She came to it. I didn't tell her about this. When I was talking to her, I was like, what about nettle? And she's like, actually, I've been doing that.
Cool.
I've been taking nettle every day, and it's making a big difference already. And this is somebody who's taking like an over-the-counter, basically living on it, reliant on it. She has, I think, some asthma that's triggered by allergies, and she'll get hives, you know, various things. So like, you know, pretty strong allergies. The fact that a plant that's probably growing in your backyard, can make an impact is pretty impressive. So yeah, check out nettle. It's good for all sorts of allergies, but seasonal allergies, it's good for women's health too.
So yeah. I mean, great postpartumly.
Yeah, it's also really good for breastfeeding mothers. So you know, if we do a topic on breastfeeding mothers, I would talk about nettle.
I could talk about breastfeeding mothers all day because it's an incredible art.
Yeah, it really is.
We've
normalized that way too much.
It's incredible, but that can be a whole different topic. And so we can talk about something else in the meantime. I wanted to give you a sample of our new granola that we have, Mission Coffee House. Oh. Jen and Tani are making this awesome granola. I know you're a fan of granola. We have a couple different kinds from them. The one you're going to sample is cranberry coconut, and it's really good. We have a pecan flavor as well from them, and a peanut butter that's new. And then they're also making these peanut butter protein bars for us that are like beyond like a chocolate good peanut buttery rich, like it's so good. You got to get one of those too.
This is maybe the most granola I've tasted. I took just two little bits so I could get back to talking.
Yeah,
and boom, just the flavor that hit my mouth.
It's so tons good. Of flavor. And I think what's so nice about it is it's not loaded with sugar, because granola is good, but a lot of granolas have a lot of hidden sugars.
It has a lot of, it has a really balanced sweetness. There's definitely sweetness, but it's all naturally sweetened. There's no sugar cane, fructose, it's like a naturally sweetened.
I think this one's maple syrup, and that's it for its sweetener.
I can tell. That's really good.
Yeah, it adds to the flavor, really.
Yeah, it's delicious. Oh. And they also pack some extra punch in there of chia seeds and some other nutrients, which is really fun.
Did you say Mission Coffee House?
Mission Coffee House.
Love our friends over there.
Yeah, they're out of Mid-State, but they've been doing a little bit more with other businesses in the area, and we've been jumping on board, and I'm sure there's going to be more things we're doing with them. Yeah. They're fantastic.
They're really fun to work with, and they're just making high-quality things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. A big shout-out to them, and a shout-out to you guys and your staff over at Family Natural Foods. Keep in mind, everybody, that presentation we were talking about earlier, Foundational Nutrition, is tomorrow at 5:15. Over at Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue, right here in Rapids. Be sure to stop down there. Ask Brian, the CEO of True Grace, all your questions that you may have not even been thinking about, but you want to ask, and now you got an opportunity to do that face-to-face, along with checking out some of the other great things that they have over there. Get ahead of that on that garden. Get a jump start on that garden. Mm-hmm. Get a jump start on that immune, protecting your immune system and all these things, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Always appreciate the time, you guys. Take care. We'll talk again real soon.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Visit our friends at Family Natural Foods, and be sure to go to their website, familynaturalfood.com. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up.